It has 30 million acres of farmland, is the birthplace of Herbert Hoover, John Wayne, and the character Captain Kirk
From
from Star Trek,
Trekkies.
and is home to the largest research university.
It is where Arabella Mansfield, the first female lawyer in the United States, was born, and where the trampoline was invented, and is the home of nine different species of bats.
Ooh, no. You're listening to Queer Money episode number 455, and today we're sharing the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly city in Iowa. Now on with the show.
The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission. Welcome back, folks. Again, we are continuing our Queer City series. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can catch the whole series right up here. If you're listening, click the link in your podcast player.
Last week, we visited the great state of Kentucky. YouTube viewers can watch that episode by clicking right here. If you're listening, you can click the link in your podcast player. We got some more podcast love for you. This one is from John YouTube. His last name is YouTube, apparently.
Guess where this one came from?
Yeah, right. It came from Instagram. I'm so glad I came across this. My fiance and I want to settle down somewhere that we can live without being hassled as a married gay couple. We currently live in New York City, but as you know, it's, in all caps, the most expensive city in the world. End of all caps. Well, we're happy to help, John YouTube. We'll continue to do this, hopefully, for you and everybody else who appreciates it.
Definitely.
If you feel inclined, please give the Queer Money podcast a rating and review on your favorite podcast player. If you're watching this YouTube video, please give us a thumbs up.
So, Iowa. Back when I lived in South Dakota, there was a colloquial term that was used for Iowa,
Is it PC,
actually,
David?
that Iowa, the letters IOWA stood for idiots out wandering around.
Oh my goodness.
I know that that's not a very nice thing to say, but it was kind of a joke that people in the Midwest made about folks in who lived in Iowa.
Hashtag rude.
Yes, exactly. We have some nicer things to say about
Much
Iowa,
nicer
though.
things.
As a matter of fact, Iowa surprised us. Iowa is a state that has three cities that got a 100 out of 100 on the HRC's Municipal Equality Index.
And that's the same as Kentucky, right?
It is. We're kind of surprised here. We're getting some
So,
red states that
red states with like rainbow or pink cities.
very blue cities, I would say. What is interesting, folks, remember the HRC Municipal Equality Index looks at the policies that the city itself has that protect LGBT folks, all the way from protections based on sexual orientation and gender identity to things like are hate crimes reported or does the city have an LGBTQ liaison to the mayor's office? These are the kinds of things that a strong community looks
And
for and builds with that
healthcare
city.
services, right?
So, yeah, I think there are some healthcare services listed there.
Right. So, with all that, the winner and the runner-up are lesser-known cities that you
They
might not be familiar with. So, we have two grand reveals for you today. The first grand reveal is the runner-up, and that is Davenport, Iowa.
Yeah.
Impressive. Why did that get on our list? Well, it has a 100 on the Human Rights Campaign Municipal Equality Index, one of three cities in Iowa. Home values average $170,000 per property. That comes in at the second lowest for the state. Rents come in at $862 a month
That's low.
for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment. That is crazy.
And it wasn't the lowest in the
And it
state.
wasn't the lowest in the state, but that's about what I was paying when I moved to Denver at Lakewood, Colorado in 99.
And it's less than half of the national average for a
That
two bedroom,
is
two bar,
nuts. I'd love to
two
write that
bedroom, two
check,
bath.
actually. Cost of living comes in at 82.9%, which comes in the middle for Iowa. Average income is $66,000 per year, also in the middle for Iowa. And median incomes come at $47,000 per year, again, in the middle for Iowa.
Tired of all the credit card offers you get from your current credit scoring app? Download CreditWise by Capital One today to avoid them.
David, who is the winner?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner goes to Cedar Rapids. Now, I think some people may be familiar with the city Cedar Rapids, but why Cedar Rapids? Well, of course, it is one of the cities that got the 100 on a 100 on the Municipal Equality Index from HRC. Home values come in at $188,000, which is third lowest in the state. Rents, though, are the third highest in the state at 1,144. So it seems like there's a little arbitrage opportunity there for folks who own a home and want to rent it out. Cost of living comes in at 81.8%, which is third lowest in the state. Average income, 66,000. Median income, 51,000, which are the third highest in the state. So a little bit of a of middle of the road on some things, but higher on others, which is why part of the reason why Cedar Rapids ends up our winner. You may be asking, why not Iowa City? Well, although Iowa City did get a 100 on the Municipal Equality Index, it was just a little bit more expensive to live there.
Exactly. So some great things about Cedar Rapids. It is a major art and culture hub for the Eastern Iowa area, home of several museums, theaters, and libraries. It's actually where American Gothic, the painting. What's that?
The painting.
The painting, yeah. So where American Gothic was actually painted by Grant Wood in his Cedar Rapids home and studio. Pride's usually the second weekend in June, June 10th this past year, and they had 6,000 people in attendance.
Nice.
That is amazing. I love that. Check out the local PFLAG chapter, as well as Tanager, the local LGBTQ plus youth center.
If we're saying that correctly. If we're not, folks, give us a know. Yeah, let us know if Tanager is not how you pronounce that.
I feel like if the A wasn't in the middle, it would be Tanger or yeah, I think it's Tanager. That's what I'm going with until somebody smarter tells me otherwise.
Congratulations, Davenport and Cedar Rapids.
Financial independence with a checking and savings account that doesn't nickel and dime you with fees. Get a Capital One 360 checking or 360 performance savings account at Capital One today.
On next Thursday's Queer Money Bonus episode, we're covering the most affordable and most gay-friendly city in the state of Indiana.
If you like to see the results of all the cities in each state that we're analyzing, please go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities. Click the link in your podcast player if you're listening, or click the link right here if you're watching on YouTube. Thank you and have a great weekend.